Hello, it's Thursday, March 2nd, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, where we're talking about things that nobody else in the alternative media is talking about. We're kind of like the goodwill ambassadors of the alternative media. We're Lisa.
I never heard that way before.
We just want to help everyone get along. Welcome.
Yeah, whatever.
So welcome to Wing TV. How's everybody doing out there? We have a lot to cover. I guess to start with, Lisa has a press release that she wants to mention. It comes from the scholars.
Yes, please go to our homepage. I believe we have linked a press release from scholarsfor911truth.org that has also been circulating around today and is also appearing in Yahoo News, which is great. It's a press release calling for the release of evidence of 9/11 from the various sites in New York City, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and so forth. And you can read all about it. It's quite detailed, the list of items that they are calling for. Scholars for 9/11 Truth has joined with Judicial Watch in making this challenge to the Department of Defense. So we're going to see where this goes, and we urge you to read it and pay very close attention to what happens with it.
This is action-oriented, and we like it. And we also want to thank Jim Fetzer and the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. They posted the article about their appearance on Coast to Coast AM. They called it, or they quoted us as calling it a historic event. So we want to thank them. We're behind them 100%. We hope everybody out there is too.
And we want everyone to know it was and it is an historic event.
That's right. Now, I wish everybody out there could come here sometime and sit in our office with Lisa and me, or be out in our living room, whatever, and just hear how we talk back and forth, because really our discussions are what becomes the show every day. And we have the radio on, we're listening to different internet radio shows and so forth, and it's these discussions that really, you know, the fruit comes to bear of what we do here. And a good example would be last night we were listening to John Stadtmiller's show. Mm-hmm. And he went into a rant, didn't he, Lisa?
Yeah, well, I had tuned in because I wanted to listen to Michael Collins Piper, and it was toward the end of Stadtmiller's show, I'd say the last half hour, and he was on a tirade again.
Yeah, and I mean, this wasn't just a rant. This was yelling at the top of his lungs, and you know what? John made a lot of good points. We give him credit for it, and at the end of it, though, you can tell that he's stressed out about the operations at RBN. He's stressed out about money and so forth. And on the one hand, we can sympathize with him because in this day and age, it's hard for everybody out there to make it from week to week. And I'm sure everybody out there listening knows what I mean. And John has an entire network to run. He said he has to come up with $10,000 in the next 6 days to keep RBN afloat. So on the one hand, we see where he's coming from. But then on the other hand, he has a creep like Greg Zemanski, employed at RBN. And here's Zemanski, as we mentioned yesterday on this show and in our articles, who's actually charging patriots to appear on his show. And it came to something like $240 an hour for the one option or $150 an hour for the other option. And we talked to some people in the alternative media and others, and they're appalled by what Zemanski's doing.
Yeah, we're that's an understatement.
Yeah.
I don't know why, with all the paid advertising they have on these big networks and for the various things that they do charge for, that they could be so deep in the hole every month.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I do know that Zemanski's charging people to put their messages on his show. And here's John trying to make this network operate, and Zemanski's charging patriots. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard of, the most abysmal thing
One caller said to John, well, I'll say a prayer to God for you to help you out. And he says, forget the prayer. Call the 800 number. That's what he tells the caller.
Yeah. What he should do is just dump Zemanski right now. It's just giving the entire patriot movement, alternative media, a bad name. And I never thought I would see it come to this day where patriots now have to pay a fee to appear on a radio show. Just unbelievable. Now, we also listened to Michael Collins Piper last night.
Yes.
And it was unbelievable what he said, is that New York Senator Charles Schumer is proposing legislation to outlaw unfounded conspiracy theories.
Say that again.
Yeah. Outlaw unfounded conspiracy theories.
You mean like the government's version of 9/11?
Yeah, maybe that should be the first one outlawed. That's a good point, Lisa. But anyone who's listened to this show knows that for the last 6 months to a year, we've been saying these very things. We said, well, look at what's happening in Europe with the arrests of Ernst Zundel, David Irving, and so forth. And we said, what if this moves or migrates to America and they start outlawing any kind of alternative research or opinions on Oklahoma City, 9/11, Columbine, TWA 800,
you know,
Pearl Harbor, and
on. If this comes to pass, then it'll be illegal for you to question the government version of anything.
That's right. That's exactly right. So this is what we do. We listen to these things and discuss them. And how about this one, Lisa? This one's really unbelievable. We all know about this Dubai ports world, right, where they want to come in and take over operations of 6 or 8 or 21 ports, whatever the number is now.
We think we know.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's what's playing out. When this was first announced, Hillary Clinton comes out. She starts grandstanding, denouncing the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
But behind the scenes,
what's Bill doing?
Bill Clinton is actually facilitating the deal. He's giving speeches for some of these companies involved. Last year, he gave a speech for $300,000 in Dubai. So what he's doing is working behind the scenes with, of course, I'm sure, George Bush Sr. and the other neocons that he's in bed with. So you have this perfect Hegelian dialectic. You have Hillary denouncing the president on the Senate floor, and her husband working the deal behind the scenes.
America,
how sickening.
America, let's bring back the posse.
Yeah, and let's get these two first and foremost. Also, there's reports, and I know that Michael Hoffman, whose book we're going to stock in the near future, he's been complaining about Yahoo actually censoring the videos from the Yahoo video section of
that. Which videos are these?
I'm not sure exactly which ones, but I think he said he only has one more left now. There are ones that have to do with Israel and Zionism and so forth like that. Yahoo is basically just censoring them now. Now Yahoo announced that they're going to cut back entirely on the video portion of their website. So do you think it could have something to do with this vital information coming out, and so they don't want to be known as censors outright, so they're just going to cut out the video section of their site anyway.
Well, we urge all of you to circulate information. If you have these videos or know about these videos, circulate information around about them and how people can get to them. Screw Yahoo.
Yeah. Here's another thing that Lisa and I were talking about last night is we were discussing Zemanski and some of these other operatives that have infected the alternative media. And Lisa says, you know, these must be the lowest of the low, like the mentally retarded people. Remember that? How you're saying, like, these have to be the ones that have flunked out of every CIA school there
yeah.
is.
If they're operatives, they're the ones that got left back and had to go to summer school. They're not very smart.
I mean, these are the ones with an IQ
that don't even
reach triple digits. And, I mean, just think of how much we've exposed via our articles and on this show.
Knocking them down one by one.
Yeah, and this is just
back to school.
Yeah, this is just little old us doing it. So the CIA or the government or the NSA, whoever's putting these people in the alternative media.
Or if they're private contractors, they're picking the dregs at the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah. I mean, look at Zemanski lying about this fake interview. I mean, these are just the lowest of the low. Like Lisa says, the mentally retarded of the operative field. And we have something around here.
I wouldn't give the mentally retarded a bad name like that.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that last night. That's actually a cut to the mentally retarded. So, when you look at
these
guys,
attention.
Yeah, when you look at these guys, realize they're not real bright whatsoever. And another point Lisa made, a very, very good point.
I made that many points in one day.
Yeah, I mean, see, I pay attention to these things. She was talking about this Captain May, this leader of the ghost troops. And how he's supposed to, what is he, deep intel or something like
that? He supposedly has a very deep military intelligence background, according to what he said on Yahoo groups. Yet, why does he spend inordinate amounts of time, just as Carl Schwartz does, hanging out in Yahoo discussion forums, bickering back and forth?
With zeros. Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond me. Doesn't this guy have something more worthwhile to do with his life, with his time?
Yeah. Now think of people in the government right now. People in deep intel, okay? People in NSA, military, Navy intelligence, so forth. How many of these people are hanging out in little Yahoo groups, emailing little attack things back and forth? Captain May of the Ghost Troops wants us to believe he's deep intel. But like Lisa says, he's hanging out in these little Yahoo groups with 12 members in them. Doesn't that amaze you?
Well, aren't there bigger, more important forums he could be expressing his views and disseminating this vital information to, other than little minuscule internet Yahoo groups?
Oh, exactly.
It doesn't make much sense to me.
Right. Now, we have to give everybody a warning for tomorrow. I believe Sunday night is the Academy Awards. And our film reviewer, Ellen Kirkpatrick, put in his nominations, his review of what he thinks should get the awards for the Academies. And there's dozens or hundreds of these all across the various medias, people picking who they think is going to win. Also, people know Ellen Kirkpatrick is quite controversial. He's certainly not politically correct. And in his recent reviews, he's offended the Jews, the Muslims, the gays, the conservatives, the liberals, the Indians, the liberals, the Scientologists. He's kind of offended just about everybody.
You know what I said to him today? I said, have you noticed that you seem to have this gay, lesbian, fairy fixation in your written and your spoken language? And he says, yeah, what does that make me? Does it mean I have some deep, dark, hidden gay, lesbian agenda or obsession or problem? I said, no, it means you're a freak.
So we just want to forewarn everyone that this is going to appear as the second lead article tomorrow. If you're offended by certain things, or if you're not a fan of non-political correctness, just don't read the article.
Right, and you're always welcome to respond to Alan Kirkpatrick's writings, just as you are to ours, and we'll be happy to forward any feedback for him to him.
Yeah. Also, Bill Adams from Alaska Intel wrote a response to his appearance on Greg Zemanski.
And emailed it to Zemanski.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he has this posted yet on his site or not. If he does, we'll link to it from our site for sure. And Lisa, there's also...
he gave Greg a ration.
Yeah, well, and much deserved. Deserved. Now, there's late-breaking news about new videos in regard to Katrina. How the Bush administration, how Homeland Security was very well, what should I say?
In the know?
In the know. That's what I was trying to think of. In the know about Hurricane Katrina, about the possible damage it could do to the levees, and on and on and on.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah. Yet, we have all these lies again from the Bush administration that says we had absolutely no idea that this was coming. Kind of like what they said about 9/11.
Is there ever a moment in the day that this administration, anybody in it, tells the truth?
Or does anybody ever know anything about anything? Ever? I mean, every time something happens, whether it's Condoleezza Rice, Chertoff, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, we had no idea that this was going to happen. We just didn't know.
Hold on to your guns and bring back the posse, I say.
Do they know anything whatsoever? And the guy that's really bringing these revelations out is Brownie, Mike Brown, where he's saying, hey, the president knew about it, Chertoff knew about it, Homeland Security knew about it, because he's the one that took all the crap for it. He's the one that was grilled by the Senate, and he's finally saying, hey, look at this video.
Is the vice president back on the wagon yet, or what?
Oh, who knows? Now, there's also warnings that there's the possibility, hang on, Lisa, hold your breath, of new terror attacks in America.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now,
who's coming out with this? Sorcha Fall to the Russian subscribers?
God only knows. But it's kind of coincidental that on March 20th, about 2.5 weeks away, is going to be the introduction of the Iranian oil bourse.
Well, so who's talking about the terror attacks?
This was on the mainstream media this morning, the radio. So they're saying, you know, be prepared. There's a good possibility of new terror attacks in America. So kind of connect the dots, and you'll see where all this is going. Now, Lisa, I want to ask you a question. How many, and I didn't know this before, I knew it was some astronomical figure, but how many billions of dollars have we spent so far in Iraq?
Oh.
Well, it's 240...
I was going to say well over 100 billion.
Yeah, 244 billion plus. And the clock keeps running. Now, everyone says, okay, well, 244 billion, so what? Well...
Those printing presses must be churning out 24 hours a day.
No kidding. There must have smoke coming out of all the money. Now, if we go back a couple years to when George Bush first announced that we were going to invade Iraq, and he went to Congress and he said, well, this is how much money we're going to need to do the job. The sum was only 50 to 60 billion. That's what he said it would do. 50 to 60 billion would cover the war. We're already up to 244 billion.
You know what his problem is? He can't add. Not only can he not read, he can't add.
So we've quadrupled already the original estimate. And there's people now saying that this war, one guy, Eric Lever and Phyllis Bennis said that the total cost could eventually be 700 billion. And there's another source here, Linda Bilmes and Joseph Stiglitz, who are saying that it could actually go up to $1 trillion or all the way up to $2.2 trillion.
That's not even accurate, because what's the cost of a never-ending war?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the cost just will keep rising and rising and rising.
But I'm trying to put into perspective that initially it was 50 to 60 billion. We're up now to 244 billion, and it could go anywhere from 700 billion to $1 or $2.2 trillion. It never
ended.
We're
supposedly winning this war, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we were losing?
Yeah. Oh, good point. And now, here's one last point.
Yikes.
That if you took the entirety of all the money spent on the Vietnam War, that went on for about 11 or 12 years officially, maybe a little bit longer, but let's say 11 years. If you put this in today's dollars, the total spent on Vietnam would be $770 billion. Now, that's for 10 or 11 years. We're already up to $244 billion in less than 3 years in today's dollars. It's just...
It's inconceivable.
It's repulsive. And just think how much good this money could do put in other areas with the infrastructure of this country, and on and on and on, and we're just blowing it over in a desert.
I'll say it again. Bring back the posse.
Yeah. A quick news note here. The Mississippi House is voting on whether or not they should ban abortions, and this is already following South Dakota, who's voting to ban almost all abortions. And I think this is a good step, because the way I view government is, instead of having everything at the federal level, bring it back to the states, or even better, bring it back to the local municipalities. So here is two states right now that are basically saying, screw Roe v. Wade. We're going to make our own laws here.
Good for you.
Yeah, so good for them. Also now, there's a company, well, when we have this whole Dubai port deal,
right,
everybody in the world knows about it. Well, there's an article on a site that says, well, maybe people should start looking into this company called Zim Shipping. Now, people might say, Zim Shipping, that kind of rings a bell, but I can't remember where.
Uh-huh.
Where did it come from? Well, this was the company, Lisa, that rented out an entire floor on one of the World Trade Center tower buildings.
Yes.
Remember that now? And a week before 9/11, they packed up their bags.
Yeah.
And evacuated.
They hit the road.
Yeah, evacuated the building. And I guess they were fined something like $50,000 for breaking their lease or whatever.
But hey, we all know that that's just a coincidence.
Yeah. And it seems now that Zim Shipping, is half owned by which country? Take a guess.
Not Israel.
Israel.
Ding, ding, ding.
Half owned by the nation of Israel. And also some other...
Gee, what do you know?
Yeah, it's called officially Zim American Israeli Shipping Company. And I guess now that Zim was also involved in smuggling arms to Iran, and that they have ties to, ta-da, the Dubai port deal. Isn't that a little...
Very interesting.
Yeah, so anybody out there, take a look at Zim American Israeli Shipping Company, and you'll see the ties. The owner is named Doran Goder, and he denies any knowledge that there were Israeli demolition experts in this company's World Trade Center space before the 9/11 collapses. Now, isn't that weird for an owner of a company to say, well, I don't have any knowledge of any Israeli demolition experts
Well, was he asked that question?
Yeah, he says, Doran Goder has denied any knowledge of Israeli demolition experts in his company's WTC space before the 9/11 collapse. Now, how many other presidents of companies have gone on record to say, well, there weren't any demolition experts in my company beforehand. So,
if you still doubt that Israel had a role in 9/11, then you need to wake up and look around and see the bigger picture.
Yeah, yeah, right.
There's
here.
There's absolutely no way Israel wasn't involved.
Yeah, I found in this article, Zim had their office space leased till the end of 2001. They broke it the week before 9/11, and they lost $50,000 by breaking the lease.
And if you want to read all about that, go to the American Free Press.
Yep.
The article is by Christopher Bolin.
Right. So right there is just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on. One last thing. If you notice on the homepage, there is an article about Jack Blood. Now, I have to tell everybody that I had no intention of writing any other articles about Jack Blood. If you want to know the truth, there's no buzz whatsoever about Blood. He's nowhere. And in all honesty,
he did it to himself.
Well, he's boring. He bores us. But what happened was, and this is the behind-the-scenes story that you'll read in the article too, is that after the Scholars for 9/11 Truth were on George Norrie's show, and we were on for 4 or 5 minutes, Blood goes onto his site and starts posting these things saying that...
On his forum,
that we're in the NSA, the National Security Agency, that we have this secret number to coast to coast, and blah, 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 and making these accusations.
He's sharing his paranoia.
Yeah, his paranoia. And so I ended up contacting him.
Contacted you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sent you the link.
They sent us the link. And then what I did was copy him real quick because after I contacted Blood and said, hey, Jack, here's what happened. I explained how we got on, how George Norrie invited us on.
Right.
His line producer called us before the last hour. So Jack Blood goes in, censors the article, just deletes the whole thread.
He deleted the entire thread, but luckily Victor was a little quicker on the draw and had already copied and pasted it to his hard drive.
Yeah.
And so when I went to go look at the thread, because Victor says, hey, did you read what Blood was saying about us? I said, no. So I went to the forum and I went to go read it, and the whole entire thread was gone.
Yeah, here's Jack Blood.
Mr. I don't censor anything.
Yeah, is now almost as bad, if not is equally as bad
well,
as Alex Jones.
He learned from the best,
yeah,
right?
From Alex Jones. But the point is when we come out with these articles, some people think that we just do this off the top of our head for no reason. No, here's what it is, and I emailed the link to Blood today, and I said, here's the big difference between you and me. When I have something to say about you, I put it right out there in the open for everybody to see.
And he sends it directly to him.
Yeah, and I send it directly to him. What Jack Blood does is sneak behind our back and say stuff behind our backs on his little forum, and then when he gets busted for it, he censors it. He's pathetic.
He's a coward.
He's a coward on top of it. And it seems like that's a word we keep using in regard to not only Blood, but a lot of these people, is he's pathetic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's not alone. He's in good company.
Right.
It's
and
a big
finally,
party there.
Finally, tomorrow, something to look forward to. Lisa wrote an article about how the alternative media has failed miserably, everybody, by not reporting on the scholars.
Well, not just that, on a bunch of different things,
right.
But the most recent event, historic event, being the Scholars for 9/11 Truth.org interview with
George Norrie on Coast to Coast last week. And that was and is an historic event, and there is absolutely no excuse for the alternative media to fail to report on this, or for prominent 9/11 truth organizations that purport to be proponents of 9/11 truth to fail to disseminate the information to the public. So I'm hoping that everybody will take a look at that.
Yeah, and I haven't got a chance actually to even read the article yet, but I saw the groups listed that failed to report on this. And it's shocking, and I think you're going to be shocked.
It's not an all-inclusive list,
right,
but it will give you a very good idea of what's going on with whom.
Yeah, and here's the thing is that everybody in the alternative media is always bellyaching saying, the mainstream media is so evil because they don't report on these important events. Well, here was an important event. And
another important event.
And not only didn't the mainstream media not report on it, the alternative media didn't either.
Yeah, and our side.
Yeah, yeah, the people that are supposed to be disseminating this valuable information. And that's what Lisa told Jim Fetzer yesterday. She says, Wing TV is one of the only venues that covered this event.
Right.
No, everybody else completely ignored you.
Mark my words, because they're going to ring true. If they don't ring true for you today, somewhere down the road, it's going to click in your head. The circle of truth tellers is very, very small.
Yeah.
And a lot smaller than most of you realize.
And all of these messiahs and these cult figures and these heroes and gurus that all of these people put their faith in, they're fakes, frauds, phonies, liars, hypocrites, money grubbers, and on and on and on. And as Lisa said, one of these days it's gonna click in your head and you're finally going to realize
it. One last thing. We were contacted by someone from Sweden who made a very good point, so I'd like to address that point, right, Victor. He said that we talk to people in America, and we don't generally, you know, talk to or address our issues to the people of the world. And we do have people all over the globe.
How many countries are we?
Around 100. It changes, yeah, you know, up and down two or three countries here and there every week or so, but averaging about 100 countries. So we do want to welcome and thank all of you all around the world,
mm-hmm,
in places like Sweden and Malaysia and all across Europe and everywhere.
Right.
We welcome you and we thank you for tuning into our show and listening to what we have to say. And we hope that you are all spreading the word and shining the torch of truth everywhere in your countries as well.
And how many hits did we get on Tuesday? You were telling me yesterday something like 75,000 or 70.
No. Over 76,000,
yeah,
almost 77,000, but for the week we had almost 400,000 hits, which,
yeah,
it's going up, it's increasing, more people are getting the word, we're making progress slowly but surely. Of course, things would be moving along a lot faster if we had help from our supposed allies in the alternative,
right,
media.
And see, one of the things they say is, oh, don't pay attention to Wing TV because they don't,
right,
have an audience. Well, we got, as Lisa said, almost 400,000 hits on our site.
We have a fantastic audience.
Week.
We have a growing audience, and we're glad you're out there because you're standing shoulder to shoulder with us at the front lines of exposing the truth about a lot of things. Keep up the great work. Don't give up. Have faith. And be very careful who you are trusting.
Tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Des Griffin on the show. This will be the first time. He's the author of Fourth Reich of the Rich and Descent into Slavery, two of the best books ever written about the New World Order. And I've spoken with Des many times, but we've never gotten around to having him on the show. So tune into that. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you all then.